The Special Investigations Unit has cleared an Ontario provincial police officer of any criminal activity in a shooting which happened March 24, 2024 in Thessalon, a news release states. On his assessment of the evidence, SEWE Director Joseph Martino determined there were no reasonable grounds to believe that an officer committed a criminal offence in connection with the shooting, the release said. In the evening of March 22, 2024, OPP officers located a man who was to be taken into custody on the strength of a Mental Health Act warrant. Attempts were made to speak to the 35-year-old man, but to no avail. The man was holding a knife, and did not drop the knife when directed to do so. Further efforts were made to de-escalate the situation. When the man started to move towards an officer, another officer fired his conducted energy weapon at the man twice, but neither discharge was successful. The man then began to advance on this officer. Another officer yelled at the man to stop and drop the weapon. When he wouldn't, the officer fired twice. The man was arrested and transported to hospital where he was diagnosed with gunshot wounds to the upper left arm and left chest. The SEWE is an independent government agency that investigates the conduct of officials, police officers as well as special constables with the Niagara Parks Commission and peace officers with the Legislative Protective Service, that may have resulted in death, serious injury, sexual assault and/or the discharge of a firearm at a person. All investigations are conducted by SEWE investigators who are civilians. Under the Special Investigations Unit Act, the director of the SEWE must consider whether the official has committed a criminal offence in connection with the incident under investigation. Depending on the evidence, cause a criminal charge to be laid against the official where grounds exist for doing so, or close the file without any charges being laid. Publicly report the results of its investigations.